Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience. This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. This is all about your health and your life. Your lifestyle is your medicine. You may be on prescription medicine, but I'll tell you this. There is nothing like your lifestyle every single day that will make a difference, like the choices that you make every single day. That is your best form of medicine. Go to the website. Go to AsaRx.com. Send me an email. I'll make it part of the show. Also, don't forget all of our social media. You can join us at any of those platforms. And the podcast. Don't forget about that. Podcast, AsaRx Experience. Find it on any platform, your favorite. We're everywhere. You can find it, Pandora, iHeart, wherever you want to go. We are there to help you along the way. All right. We're going to talk about sleep apnea in just a minute. I want to jump into that because it's a big deal. Sleep apnea, you think, oh, what's that? Well, it's where there's a lack of oxygen, or the oxygen actually begins to get cut off while you sleep. It can be obstructive. A lot of times it's because you got carrying too much weight, but the lack of sleep actually can be very damaging to the body. When you lose oxygen while you sleep, that is a whole nother level. It's a big deal, okay? And it really is. I want to jump in and talk to you about what it really is, and then also some great natural ways to get around that and to help get the body to heal and get into a better place. Because sleep's one of our best forms of recovery. You have to have good sleep in order to recover from what you've gone through in the day, whether it's an injury or a lot of stress. But we actually dump out toxins, emotional toxins, while we sleep, and the brain's able to regenerate itself in that way. So there's a lot of great things that happen when we sleep, but sleep apnea is a big, big barrier to really good sleep. So we're going to jump into that. First, I want to go to the phones, though. Let's talk to Irene. Hi, Irene.
Calling is to find out how to quit smoking. Thank you.
All right, so let's talk about smoking. Now, I see you kind of bailed out me on that question there. You don't want to stick around. So, Irene, here's the deal. Smoking is not easy to quit, but it is. I watched my 94-year-old grandmother, I call her Granny. She was smoked for probably 60 years. I think the word on the street in our family was 70 years. It was a long time, okay? And it took her being scared for her to quit. It didn't take the gum. It didn't take, you know, cognitive behavioral therapy. It didn't take any of those things. It didn't take nutritional supplements. It didn't take, you know, a doctor, you know, keeping her accountable all the time. It didn't take that. Like, literally, she got scared because she had pneumonia. But she thought, because of her age demographic and what they dealt with, you know, they had all kinds of issues going back home, like TB, tuberculosis. And this is what happened. So she got really bad pneumonia, got put in the hospital. And before they diagnosed it, she said this. She made a promise to God. That's what she said. My sweet little grandmother. She said this. She said, Lord, if this is not pneumonia, then I'll quit smoking. I'm sorry. If this is not TB, I'll quit smoking. And guess what? They did the test. And guess what it was not? It was not tuberculosis. It was pneumonia. Guess what? She got out of the hospital and took the antibiotics and did everything. And when she got home, she never smoked again. How do you go from smoking almost a pack a day for probably 70 years to just quitting cold turkey? So I tell you that because your want to has to be strong enough. Yes, I know smoking is super addictive. I get all that, Irene. I really do. Like, I get it, and I know there's a lot of people that really struggle with it. But at the end of the day, the big deal with all of this is you got to want it. And that comes with anything with health. I mean, it comes with overeating, being overweight, blood pressure, diabetes, all these kind of things. Like, you cannot – there is no secret pill to just get rid of everything. Like, we want the easy way out. Nobody wants to put in the work. Just like with anything else, like if you want to lose weight or if you want to come off blood pressure medication or you don't want to be dealing with diabetes anymore, it takes work. Like, you have to put in the work. And that's the key. So quitting smoking, I'll tell you there's some good things, okay? There are things like nicotinic acid, which is a vitamin B3 derivative. And it does mimic the nicotine receptors in the body. So you can use nicotinic acid as a buffer to help the body, and it's water soluble, so it goes in and out every single day. So nicotinic acid is great. But remember, you can take it in a supplement form, but also it's in all your leafy green vegetables. So you're doing spinach or kale or Swiss chard or whatever. You're getting, and which most people eat, like I think 1% of Americans eat vegetables every day. Like, it's some crazy, ridiculous number. It still blows me away. Right? They were not eating greens. But that's where you get the nicotinic acid from. A lot of the leafy greens will have the nicotinic acid you can use. But again, this is not load up on nicotinic acid and you're going to quit smoking. No, you have to want it. Like, there's no way around. You have to want it more than anything. And that's the ultimate key, okay? Hope that helps. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Visit us online. Go to asarx.com. That's asarx.com. All right, so we're talking about sleep, and we're talking about sleep apnea. All right, sleep apnea is a challenge because it is a sleep disorder. And what happens is, if you deal with sleep apnea, it's where you have, well, there's different types, but the obstructive sleep apnea is where there's a mechanical stress on the body, which can lead to stress on the heart and vascular inflammation. There's an increased risk for blood clots a lot of times with people that have sleep apnea. But the other thing is that, of course, your breathing, it stops during the night or slows down or gets out of rhythm, and then the oxygen typically decreases. And so people have to get put on what's called a CPAP machine. And it's really uncomfortable. It's just a nightmare. I mean, people that are on it will tell you they just don't want to do it. But it's like it's an oxygen mask. Think about that. It goes over your nose and your mouth, straps around your head, and it helps to provide continual airflow and keep the airways open. Well, they've done research on this, and they did a large randomized clinical trial, about 2,700 patients. And they found that CPAP machines provided no benefit in lowering cardiovascular events or heart rhythm disorders in patients with established heart disease. So the one key to note here that's important is with sleep apnea, a lot of people get concerned about the comorbidity with heart disease or with heart conditions. But they found the study of the CPAP really didn't help with that. So what does? Well, with sleep apnea, one thing you got to figure out and you got to remember is that it's about the airways being open. It's about not having the obstruction. So if you're overweight and you're laying flat on your back, that's why that becomes a bit of a challenge. Because if you're laying flat on your back, then the weight can press up in through the esophagus and all that, and it compresses, and it can, the epiglottis in the back of the throat can press down, and it begins to partially block the airway, and that's the challenge. But on the flip side, if you put somebody at about a 45-degree angle and sleep on your side, many times you can avoid having to use the CPAP because of the angle. Now, that's a sleep position that will work really well, and if any sleep medicine doctor is going to tell you that. But the other thing is losing the weight. You have to get down at least within about 10 to 20% of what your standard weight should be when you're dealing with sleep apnea. So weight plays a big role in the grand scheme of things. So that's one thing you want to work on for sure when you're dealing with sleep apnea is getting on a weight loss program that's solid. Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey, to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call and go to the website, go to AsaRx.com. Let's get on the phones and go with Sheila. Hi, Sheila.
I'm 58 years old and look a lot younger than my age. Is there any way I can look even younger than my age? Any food that could make me look younger?
It's a really good question. You know, I think the fountain of youth is what everybody's looking for. But, you know, we've learned a lot, Sheila, as far as looking younger. And I will tell you, there actually are some superfoods you can use every single day that will reduce fine lines and wrinkles, age spots. They'll give you a better glow with your skin. Eyes will sparkle better. Skin, hair, and nails will improve. I'm serious. There are really good foods like that. So some of those that you have to look at, number one, probably one of the biggest, is green tea. Green tea is proven time and time again to be one of the best natural elixirs, if you will, that help the skin and really help the body from the inside out. Not only is it good for your skin and the way you look and your appearance, but and reverses the aging type symptoms. But what happens is it does it from the outside. It also does it from the inside. And that's what I like about it. So when you get inside with green tea, it's amazing because it goes in and it not only does it help from an antioxidant level with all the cells, but I mean, it is incredible what they have found about green tea. I mean, 65% reduction of just about every type of cancer with green tea. It's not like just three cancers, like all of them. So green tea's got a ton of great benefits to it that can really help and really build up the system in a great way. So I would look at that. And more than anything, I would look into salmon. Now, salmon, you may not like fish, and I get it. Not a lot of people do. But salmon is one of the top foods. I eat it almost every day. And salmon's got with a high level of omega-3 fatty acids that are in salmon, that's where that really comes into play. So salmon's got one of those components in it with a high level of fatty acids, omega-3s, that will help the skin and really helps to reverse that aging process. Plus, again, on the inside, it just works. Your omega-3 fatty acids, those fats work on everything. They work on your cardiovascular system, your hormone system, your brain health, your immune system. I mean, everything. So salmon's another great one. Another one is squash. Squash is really good, one of the top vegetables. Dark leafy greens, spinach, kale, Swiss chard. Those are going to help you from an aging process as far as the way you look and appear. Now, the other thing, too, is any of the vegetables are going to play that role. The more colorful, the better. And from a protein perspective, I'm a big fan of fish, eggs, and peas. So those are your cleanest sources of protein that you can use on a regular basis that will really help when it comes down to as far as like your appearance. Now, fasting is one thing that a lot of people don't talk about, but intermittent fasting, I'm not a huge fan of doing it all the time. There's a lot of people that just totally are into it that way and buy into it all the way around. I'm not so much into it that way. I do think there's benefits. I'm a once a week to allow your body to cleanse itself. That's really the better way to go. So once a week on that, and that's a 16-hour fast, okay? So that means you just do water pretty much, or you could do water and tea unsweetened, of course. You do that for 16 hours, drink plenty of it, and then you eat your food in an 8-hour window. Now, what happens during that 16-hour window, the real reason it's good for the anti-aging process is it really kicks in a lot of the hormones. It allows the body to detox, cleanse itself a little bit better from the digestive process, but then also you have the growth hormone level, which is proven in research to spike dramatically when you go into a fast like that. So, again, doing it all the time, not so good. Using it sparingly once or twice a week, that's a great little method to jump in and shock the body and shock the system and help you from an anti-aging perspective. So, hope that helps. Keep me posted. And don't forget, you can get on Healthy University. I go in-depth on this, which is all at the website, asarx.com. But Healthy University is our teaching platform on how we teach you. It's our community as well. So, you got to jump into the community and get in with us. We've got a Facebook page, the whole nine yards, private. And if you join in with us, of course, just let my staff know you're one of our listeners, and they'll accept you right away. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website, asarx.com. What's this whole thing about cyberbullying? You hear about that? I mean, it's bad enough we have bullying going on with our kids. But what's this thing about cyberbullying that we hear about? Okay, well, 25%, I didn't realize that the stat on this was so high, but 25% of American children and teens experience what they call cyberbullying, or bullying on the computer, right, or in the digital space. And there are parents that can help their children, but a criminology expert in bullying says this: cyberbullying is intentional harassment, humiliation, or any form of abuse through use of computers, cell phones, or electronic devices. When a child is bullied online, parents must make the youngster feel safe. This was by Samir Hindua, who's a professor at Florida Atlantic University School of Criminology, talking about this down in Boca Raton. Love Boca. Beautiful area. He says, talk and listen with your child to listen exactly, learn what happened. Don't panic, but realize that it is going on. 25% of kids deal with this. You want to collect as much evidence as possible, printing or creating screenshots of conversations, messages, pictures, all of that. And the information can be used by school officials in verifying. It's actually a better way to even verify the bullying even happened, is you can get all the evidence. But it is real. And although you need to pursue it with the school and the administrators and whatnot, you really got to address it with your kids, because it's the psychological damage that is so hard. I mean, it's hard enough in school with peer pressure to fit in, have friends, be confident in yourself. Like, all that is already a struggle when you're a teenager, right? So you throw in Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and everybody posting everything of their perfect little life that's not really perfect, but they want you to think it's perfect. You know, all that's going on. And, you know, so that's one thing. But then you've got somebody snapshotting your child, posting something negative about them, or that could be very hurtful about them, and it goes to all the kids in the school. All of a sudden they see it. Yeah, you got a whole different deal now. Now you're really working on the self-esteem of that child, which I just, that makes me angry, so angry, but I know it goes on. So just do your best to guard your kids with their devices. I mean, we're in this world now, so it's not going to go back. It is what it is. But talk to them about it and teach them and build their self-esteem up, because no phone and no group of kids at school can build a child's self-esteem like their parents can. Let them get that built up at home so they have a massive reserve from you. We'll be right back. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The governor of Kentucky says there are over 100 people still unaccounted for in the aftermath of severe storms that brought tornadoes to the state. As of now, 74 people are dead, with 12 of them being children. This as Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says people are helping each other out in this time of need.
I don't think we have a single person who's without a home to go to. Even if they lost their own home, they're going to neighbors, to friends, to a state park near there. We believe we've got shelter for everyone.
The University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine releasing a study saying 34% of children in the United States had insufficient or unreliable health insurance prior to the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is proposing his 2022 budget.
Florida is in a position to weather possible economic storms on the nation's horizon. Governor Ron DeSantis has proposed a $99.7 billion Freedom First budget for the coming fiscal year.
We're just going to keep on going. We promised we would do these things. When I became governor, we promised we'd tackle environment, we promised we'd be support for education, we promised for infrastructure, we promised to support law enforcement and so many other things, and we're delivering time and time again.
The economy is working on all cylinders, DeSantis said. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Rogel Aguilera Medeiros is sentenced to 110 years in prison for crashing into multiple vehicles, killing four people and injuring many others while he was driving his semi-truck along Interstate 70 west of Denver back in 2019. Aguilera Medeiros gets emotional as he states his regret for the accident.
This was a terrible accident. I know. I take the responsibility. But it wasn't intentional.
He was found guilty on 27 counts, including vehicular homicide, vehicular assault, and reckless driving. He claims his brakes failed and he lost control. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. So glad you're with us. And this show is about you, it's about your health, it's about your life. If the body can get sick, it can also get well. Lifestyle is our medicine. Don't let anybody tell you anything different. Your lifestyle matters more than anything else that you do. Your mindset matters more than anything that you do, okay? So whatever you've been diagnosed with, don't freak out. Whatever you've been diagnosed with, just don't trip on the whole thing. The reality is, if you got something, you can put the right steps in place, make the right choices, and you can most of the time come out of something. Now, in healthcare, they don't talk a whole lot about that because the reality is, a lot of providers don't have time to sit there and go with it over and over and over again and coach you all day long. And that's what we do. That's what our company does and our clinic does. We have clinics and providers that do that. That's what we do. We coach people. We're health coaches. That's kind of the deal. And we take you from where you are to where you need to be. We have a whole system. Go to Healthy University. We've got a great community. Gosh, if you're not part of our community, you need to be. It's amazing. People are changing left and right just by making good choices. And then you've got a community around you when you're struggling and you feel like you want to just throw in the towel that wants to rally around you. That's the key. And so we're here for you each and every day. So let's talk about our food of the day. And we're going to jump in and talk about fennel. Thinking, what is fennel? Like, what is that, right? Well, fennel is pretty amazing. It's actually got a lot of phytonutrients, antioxidants, and healing effects to it. So it has the flavonoids rutin and also quercetin. And you're like, man, what is that? A bunch of big words. They're really powerful antioxidants. And what they do is they're found in the food. They're found in fennel, which comes across more as a spice than anything else. People use it in different ways. But fennel's pretty amazing. It gets rid of it shuts down tumor necrosis factor signaling. It shuts down the signaling process, which is involved with cancer cells. So it actually is a strong preventative in the cancer world, and it's very simple. Matter of fact, they did studies on this, and they found that the fennel oil has been shown to protect the liver in experimental animals from any toxic cancer injury. Pretty amazing. Now, it's loaded with vitamin C, which, again, anything along the lines of fruits and vegetables is going to be loaded with vitamin C. But it's the primary water-soluble antioxidant that our body needs and uses. And when we don't have enough of it, it can occur all kinds of issues in the body, especially with like pain, inflammation, and when it comes down to issues with the joints. When you're not getting enough vitamin C and not absorbing enough vitamin C, there can be a lot of joint issues. And we throw down the arthritis card so much, and we say, well, it's just overuse. So many docs will say that. And I get it. And if you're in your 60s, it's like, okay, I get it. I've used this body up. I'm beat up. You know, that's why I have arthritis. But you start talking about hip replacements and knee replacements and all that. And the reality is, it may not be that. It may just be that you have a lack of vitamin C or a lack of magnesium or a lack of boron or a lack of these vitamins and minerals, and you're probably nutritionally deficient. That is what most people struggle with and don't even know it. If you don't have enough of what you need, you have to give the body back what it needs. Like that's how you get rid of most conditions. And I'll tell you, it's not rocket science. It's really not. You just have to have a really good team with a really good strategy that can get in and figure out, you know, what your deficient areas are. And if you do that, it's amazing what can happen. It really is. So fennel, we're talking about loaded with vitamin C. It's got a lot of fiber, folate, potassium for cardiovascular and colon health. Really good source of fiber, by the way. It's got a lot of B vitamins in there. And it helps to lower methionine, which helps to drop homocysteine. When you drop homocysteine in the body, you cut down the inflammatory process of the vessels. Okay, well, that's a big deal. So when you talk stroke, heart attack, brain chemistry, you look at all that, then, you know, that's why fennel plays such a good role. So fennel's really versatile in that way. And it's easy. It's cheap, too. I mean, it's easy to get. All the stores have it. But fennel belongs to a certain family that's related to, like, parsley, carrots, dill, and coriander. So it's got a great kind of aroma to it. It's got a little bit of almost a licorice kind of smell to it. But it's extremely beneficial and extremely healthy. So I'd encourage you to just start add it to your foods. It's very easy to do. Super easy. And one of those keys that it's easy to do. So that is our food of the day, fennel. You never thought that. You're like, what is that? It's like kennel. What is that? It's good stuff. I use it all the time. Bob in Buffalo, New York got an email. He said, do you have any advice or thoughts for anyone with multiple sclerosis? I do, Bob. Gosh, I could go on this for an hour, but I got to keep it short. So multiple sclerosis, obviously you got a degradation of the nervous system, right? So things are breaking down. The myelin in the nerve itself is beginning to break down. And because the myelin is breaking down, the body's immune system is going after it, okay? And it's just whittling down the myelin. And when that light switch, remember, whenever you have an autoimmune condition of any kind, okay, whenever that's happening, It means this. It means that there's a light switch in the body genetically, and when that light switch gets flipped, then you can't just go in with and then just turn it off. It doesn't work like that. And unfortunately, you have to figure out ways to really support the body so that it can function at its best level. So with multiple sclerosis, the best thing you can do is go in and put a dimmer switch on it. But there are great ways to do a dimmer switch. Great ways. You know, it's not just take this medicine and hope for the best. I mean, there's great ways to do that. So let's talk about it. So one of the things you got to do with multiple sclerosis, I want to talk to you about goat's milk. And you're thinking about why goat's milk? Well, because goat's milk is the closest molecular structure to human mother's milk. And human mother's milk has high concentration of the milk protein, galactose, which actually makes the molecule that makes myelin. So if the body's constantly attacking the myelin sheath and stopping the production or stopping the breaking down the myelin, you got to do something, give the body something so it can go rebuild the myelin, right? Now, again, you're going to have to realize that this thing is not just going to shut down. This thing is going to keep going, the process. But you can put that dimmer switch on it and you can get the body to make more of its own. So that's what you really got to look at. That's what, with multiple sclerosis, it's about how can I get the body to function better. The other thing is getting tests regularly for all your fatty acids. Remember, when you talk neurological conditions or health challenges, it's a disease, right? I know you're wanting me to say that, but I just don't like that word. It's just a very defeated word. I like health challenge because then you can get over it. I mean, challenges are meant to be overcome, right? That's the key. That's what I love about the word health challenge. So that's what we call it here. In our company, like in this house, that's what we call it, okay? So multiple sclerosis, your fatty acids are going to be real important. So knowing what levels are there, omega-3, 6, and 9 fatty acids, knowing what you have a lot of, what you don't have enough of, what you need to be eating every single day to compensate for that, and to really build those levels up, that's the deal. So with multiple sclerosis, you need to know your fatty acid levels. Galactose milk sugar is a big deal. And then getting good amount of proteins in as well. So the right kind of proteins, my favorite, fish, eggs, and peas. Those are my favorites, okay? And you could do meat. You know, you definitely do like grass-fed, hormone-free, all that. Like I like bison and elk, and I like a lot of the wild game. I'll do that every now and then. But for me, I mostly, people ask me all the time, how do you eat? I eat just like I teach you right here. Everything in my book, everything we teach in our clinics, everything we teach in Healthy University, that's how I eat. My preference is, for my proteins, are fish, eggs, and peas. Those are my preferences for proteins. Okay? It just is. My body works well on that. I like it. It's what I enjoy. You know, but you can eat the others as well. I probably do 90% eat that way and 10%, you know, some chicken and beef and bison and whatever. So I keep the meat to a minimum, and I do heavy on those, and then of course I do quite a bit on vegetables. I'm a big vegetable guy. So that's a big key. The multiple sclerosis, that's the way you want to look at it. Your proteins are going to be important, too, for cell regeneration. That's just a big one. People go light on the protein. Don't do that. Don't go light on your green vegetables because you need that with MS, too. So remember, your food's your medicine. Your lifestyle's your medicine. And then exercise. One of the big complaints about MS is losing your ability, right? Losing your strength, your mobility, flexibility, strength, ability to, like, do things, to walk, to move. Man, if you have MS, like, you have to get into some kind of resistance training. You have to. You cannot just go swimming and that's it. You have to do resistance training. You got to do cardiovascular training. You have to work your body because your body's going to, in a state of wanting to start to shut down, you can't do that. As a matter of fact, we're all fighting that every single day, not just somebody with MS, Bob. We're all fighting that. You're listening to ASA RX right here each and every day. I just want to tell you that. Give us a call, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283 7272, and we'll be here for you every single day, no matter what, to help you with your health and your life. And if you haven't listened to the podcast is every single day, the ASA RX Experience. You just go any platform that you're on, and you can find it. So with MS, like I was saying, it's super important for the choices you're making every day. Lifestyle is your medicine. Your choices matter. Like, if you're taking medicine from your doctor for MS, that's fine. But I encourage you, like, you have to move. Like, with anything, the body's moving toward death. We're all moving toward death, right? You just don't want that to happen sooner than later, and you definitely don't want to lose your quality on your road there. And that's what this show's about. This show's about giving you performance, quality, high quality of life, and becoming the best version of you. Why? Because I know you can. I know right now you're not living your best version. But when we get through with you, we believe you can.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
On-call radio and watch on-call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. Go to AsaRx.com. Let's get going to the phones and talk to James. Hi, James.
Hey, enjoyed the show very much.
Thank you, brother.
Need some current information on the tinnitus thing. I'm 76. I've had ringing in my ears for 50 years. Due to an accident when I was young with a firecracker. But anyway, I've been to the VA, and they say no cure, you got to live with it, and so forth. So I wonder if there's any more current techniques available or anything to do about it. It's just getting to be a nightmare, so to speak.
Yeah, so let's talk about that for a minute. So when you talk about... You talk about tinnitus, ringing in the ears, and there's a couple things you got to look at, right? I mean, with ringing in the ears, it can be damaged due to an accident, like you just said, but there also are some other factors you have to look at. And one of the things you want to look at is whether there's an allergy at play. And what do I mean? Well, when you talk about ringing in the ears, there can be a gluten allergy that can trigger and mimic the same thing as a damage, damaged injury to the ear. It can cause ringing in the ear. Very, very common. We see it a lot. So one of the little tricks I like to do is have you come off of all grain products. Okay, now what I mean is things like breads, pasta, cereals, crackers. If it has flour in it, and don't just go get gluten-free products. Like, just come off all grains for 8 weeks. It takes that long to get gluten out of your system. So, like, you can't do it for 3 days and say, oh, this isn't working. It doesn't work like that. So it takes longer than that to make that happen. So I would encourage you to do that. I would encourage you for sure, without a doubt, to make sure you cut that out for 8 weeks. Okay? Because even if it does have that component to it, they've already told you, like, I get it, the eating process is going to be a major player. And even if it cut it down by 50%, you're still getting better results. But I would at least see if your body's going to respond that way. The other thing I would cut out is dairy products. Dairy, for some people, can raise the inflammation markers in the body. And you might want to cut that out, too, because it can intertwine with the gluten and the wheat products and can cause some of that. So just a couple of little things to think about along the way. But tinnitus is, or tinnitus, people pronounce it differently. It's a challenge, no doubt about it, and it's annoying more than anything else, but I've seen it resolve quite a bit from the nutritional side with a lot of people, so that may be something you can look at and look into. But remember, it does take 8 weeks to get gluten out of your system, so you got to be really patient with it and just kind of document what you see and experience along the way. 888-283-7272, that's 888-283-7272. You can give us a call or go to the website, go to AsaRx.com. Let's get on another call, and let's go to Saul. Hi, Saul.
I came off of Seroquel, an antidepressant, about 3 weeks ago. It helped me to sleep. And now I'm only getting 4 to 5 hours sleep a night, and sometimes it's hard to nap out.
So here's the deal on that. okay? Remember, when you take these drugs like Seroquel, it plays around with the actual brain chemistry. You understand that? So what I mean by that is, so you have these brain chemicals in your brain, and there's, you know, things like GABA, dopamine, serotonin, acetylcholine, epinephrine, norepinephrine that are produced in the body as well. And they all impact your sleep patterns. So when you take these drugs like Seroquel, it alters those brain chemicals. And then if you come off the drug, well, then, of course, there's another alteration that happens. So that's why the drugs can work, but that's why sometimes they can't as well. I would look at getting a test done. There's a test you can do, and get in touch with our staff if you need to. But there's a test you can get done for neurotransmitters. And the neurotransmitters play a big role, as you know, like I just said, in your overall sleep. So a lot of times when there's an imbalance of the neurotransmitters, that's when your sleep gets all jacked up. And that's just the reality. So we got to figure out what's happening inside with the neurotransmitters. But here's the key that no one wants to talk about. You think brain, so you think they're made in the brain, right? They're not. Our neurochemicals are made in the gut. So if your gut is not processing your foods very well, if your gut is not healthy, we call it the microbiome. Big fancy word for your gut, the internal environment. If it's not healthy, if it's not working right, if it's not doing what it needs to do, then you're not going to make the brain chemicals be sent to your brain that you need, because the gut itself, which is trying to process all your foods like salmon and broccoli and all these different foods, trying to make something so that your brain can work effectively, it doesn't. And it may only do it 30% or 40% or 50% of what it should. And so the gut has to get healthy. So you want to figure out what's happening nutritionally. And I will tell you that when sleep patterns like that arise, you can look at different forms of magnesium. But again, there's a magnesium blend that you'll need, because there's different versions of magnesium. There's glycinate, and there's oxide, and there's threonate. I mean, there's all kinds of versions of magnesium. You've got to figure out the one that's right for you and what's going to help build your neurotransmitter levels. That's really going to be the key for your success in this. And it is. I mean, it comes down to, you just don't want to throw paint against the wall. That's why I like doing the test. If you do the test, the lab test, then you can figure out what your body really needs rather than just guessing. And it's not just like take a supplement. It's about getting your gut healthy. It's about eating the right kind of foods for that one specific neurotransmitter that will build it up and get it going in the right direction. Like, all that matters. You want to get all that going in the right direction so that you get everything balanced. And that's kind of the goal of what you want to shoot for. And I'll tell you, it's a tough one, because when your sleep gets disrupted and you can't sleep on a regular basis, and I mean, everything, it's a challenge, right? Because your recovery now is messed up. Your mental clarity can be messed up. Your drive and your passion, your enthusiasm goes down because you're struggling with sleep. So it's like, then you start having to take maybe stimulants or whatever to get going through the day. It's not the way to go. Sleep is such, it's more important than any form of medicine, I think. I think it's one of the greatest tools that God gave us for our bodies to recover and regenerate. Sleep has to be a priority. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Lyle Valentine, Derek Allen, and also John Garrison and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on the show. Together we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of ASA-RX audio, visit us at ASARX.com.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.